Hello and welcome to this episode of Democracy in Action. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to you live from Juba. As usual, every Thursday, we bring for you this discussion. And in our today's discussion, we shall be looking at the role of the Assembly Business Committee, the ABC, in the National Legislative Assembly. What is their main role in the parliamentary business? And that's what we are going to be discussing here with my guest, who will be explaining to us exactly what role do they play in running today's business in the parliament. And I am already joined here by my guest, who will be discussing this with you. And later on, our lines will be open to you, where you can call on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929. Or you can also call us on 091-206-8101. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch with us here and discuss this important discussion. The business or the Assembly Business Committee, the ABC, plays a very important role in organizing and managing a parliamentary business. It also prepares agendas, schedules debates, and also prioritizes bills and motions. Those allocate time for parliamentary activities. So the discussion will examine the committee's mandate, achievement, challenges, and its role in promoting effective lawmaking, accountability, and good governance in the country. Joining me to discuss all this is Honorable Taban Luka Guyam, who is a member of parliament representing Lyon County in the National Legislative Assembly under National Agenda. Good morning, Honorable, and thank you so much for honoring our invitation.
Thank you. Good morning, Sunny Martin.
First of all, just tell us what is this ABC committee all about, or the Assembly Business Committee, and who are the members who chairs it?
Yeah, thank you very much. First, allow me to greet all the listeners out there. The Assembly Business Committee, ABC, this is a highest organ of the parliament, and it is one of the important organs in the parliament. The Assembly Business Committee composed of the speaker, the deputy speakers, the chief whips and whips, the chairpersons of specialized committees, the government business leader, which is the Minister of Parliamentary Affairs, and then clerk and legal advisor as ex-officio of the parliament of the ABC. This body is one of the bodies responsible for organizing day-to-day activities of the parliament, and it is headed or chaired by the speaker.
And how often do they meet before any sitting happens?
Yeah, there is usually they sit once in a week. It is every Thursday, but also
like today.
But sometimes, if there is urgent issues, there is extraordinary sittings. So in every week, they sit once in a week to decide over so many things in the parliament.
Do they decide on the agenda for the next week?
Yes, actually, the work of the parliamentary business committee is one to set the agenda. The agenda means they have to look into bills submitted to Parliament. They have to look to a report of the specialized committees. They have to look on any document submitted. It will be discussed in the ABC. The bills or the documents will be tabled before the members of the ABC. They will discuss it. Then they will pass it. This is role number one. Role number two, this body is to decide and scheduling the parliamentary sittings. It is the body to decide that we should have sitting today or tomorrow based on the bills which is already passed by the ABC. In a usual calendar of the parliament, parliament is sitting every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Three times in a week.
Yes, and then Thursday is the now the ABC meeting. And ABC itself, if we can compare with the executive, it's like the Council of Ministers.
Okay.
So the members are taking the title of the Council of Ministers, if we are now comparing with the executive.
Yeah.
This is the highest body taking decisions.
And chaired by the Speaker.
Yes, chaired by the Speaker. And sometimes if the Speaker is absent, one of the deputy speakers can share the ABC.
Okay. Now, how does this ABC determine which bill comes first to be tabled?
Yeah, because the ABC is working according to the Parliamentary Conduct of Business, which prioritize government bills. So if we have so many bills tabled, first you prioritize the government bills. And in the government bills, the first bill to be considered is the budget itself. It is one of the key bills. So after that, you go to the other bills submitted by different ministries, and sometimes also motion submitted by members. So prioritizing the bills, you put government bills, then now you come to question. There is a time for questioning the ministers for accountability purpose.
Yeah, the usual summon of the ministers.
Yes, this one also, you prioritize it. Also, you prioritize matters of urgency. Sometimes if there is a disaster somewhere or there is issue which is affecting people, then you prioritize it. And this one usually coming through a bill raised by a member or also submitted by a specialized committee. So this is how the ABC prioritizes bills.
So, and in what way does this ABC contribute to effective governance and legislative oversight?
Yeah. First, for legislative process, you need first to arrange the order of the day. So this one is done by the ABC, which means in a sitting, you need to put the order very clear and then to inform the members through their caucuses, through their chief whips and whips, on the agenda which is going to be discussed, and arrange the documents. You have to make sure that each and every member receive a document before tabling it, so that a member can now prepare himself or herself. Also, in oversight, to check on the committees to make sure that if they have reports to be tabled on time. So the role of the ABC is to make sure that the parliamentary proceedings is going well and all the bills are tabled according to the time, and also to make sure that accountability is carried out, you see, by making sure that ministers are responding to questions of the members.
And does this ABC comprises of also maybe the opposition members of parliament who are chairpersons of this specialized committee? Are they part of it?
Yes. The ABC, the current ABC is composed of 35 members. And these are the chairpersons of specialized committees. Mm-hmm. They are 35 in number. And then if you can add from the speaker, because these are specialized committees.
Yeah.
But you have a speaker, deputy speakers, chief whips and whips, and government business, lead of government business, and clerk and legal advisors, ex-officio.
Mm-hmm.
These 35 committees, they are composed of the parties to the agreement, which means opposition also is there. Okay? Because according to the ratio, they have members in the ABC, because allocation of the specialized committees is done according to the ratio in the peace agreement. So they are part of this. But in deliberation, the ABC is working as a one body.
No opposition.
Of course, no opposition. Yeah. Because at the end, this is the highest body, and what you are doing, you are not debating it at that level.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to pass it so that the debate happen in the House. So there is no opposition, but you can give your opinion and can be discussed. And if you convince the ABC, I think your opinion can be accepted.
And Honorable, what do you say about these narratives by some section of people that says that the Assembly Business Committee can be influenced by political interest when setting parliamentary priorities?
I don't think. Of course, this is the Parliament of the Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can get pressure here and there. But I'm talking of technical work of the ABC.
Yeah.
In the ABC, usually the bill is tabled before the ABC. They look into the bill, and then they pass it to the hall, to the members for debate. So there is no direct influence within the decision of the ABC, inside the ABC. But in the debate within the members of the ABC, you can find some members are not comfortable with a certain bill or with a certain document.
Mm-hmm.
But this one also is a principle of parliamentary conduct. So, but we cannot allow an influence so that to direct the decision of the ABC towards a certain party, okay, or a certain lobby group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And many bills, Honorable, sometimes many bills and motions are delayed in the parliament to some extent. Some people go on and say, no, it is in the parliament. We are waiting for this bill to be passed and signed into law by the president. To what extent do you think this ABC is responsible for these delays?
ABC is not responsible for the delay as per se, because once the bill is tabled from the office of the clerk to the ABC, ABC will now pass it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get accumulation of bills. So setting the agenda, now you have so many bills, then you now prioritize. Okay? For example, if you have an international treaty, for example, and you have a government bill, and the treaty was submitted before the government bill, okay, then you need to delay the treaty, and then you consider the government bill. And if you have a government bill and is specifically connected with the implementation of the agreement, now this one will come first,
mm-hmm.
which means you will now delay the table of the treaty, you delay the government bill, it could be a policy from the ministry, and then you go with the implementation of the agreement. So it is not the ABC delaying, but it is according to what comes first in terms of the prioritization of the government bill.
And what is being done to rectify that those bills that has been there for almost a year is not seeing the light of the day, but people are complaining?
Yes, because after the ABC, it will be tabled in the hall.
Yeah.
Then from the hall, it will go back to the committees. Delay can happen within the committees because of also so many reasons. Some bills need, okay, the committee to do a public hearing, for example, or to do a more research, so that to table a report that is informed by research. And all these processes sometimes will face challenges, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we know, especially issues of resources. So the delay is not from the parliamentarians or from the ABC, but sometimes other elements outside parliament can delay the bill. For example, if you have a motion about floods in any area of the country, and you need to send a parliamentary committee to go and see, so that to get first-hand
information.
Because parliament will not act just from the hearsay. You need to go
fact-finding,
to see the people, talk to them, and then assess the level of damage and all these things. Then you come and report to the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And if, as we are now moving through these economic challenges, this will hinder the work of the committee. This will now also delay, okay, the process of tabling this motion or this bill in the parliament. So the delay, there is so many factors, which is also making the bills to be delaying, but not that intention of the ABC or the committee to lay the bills.
And you have talked about the issue of challenges. In your opinion, what are some of the challenges the ABC committee is facing in terms of balancing political interest, fairness, and parliamentary efficiency?
Let me start first with the principle of autonomous. Parliament, in the principle of separation of powers, Parliament is supposed to be financially, okay, independent. Means allocation should be quarterly.
To the Parliament.
So that the ABC and the specialized committees will carry their duties without any hindrance.
Does it happen here?
not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the challenges. The second challenge, the issue of capacity. You see, this is the Parliament of the Agreement, and the appointment and removal of the members, okay, sometimes taking place.
The constant removal, yes. Revoking and yes. The appointment.
Without giving a member time, okay, to get at least awareness or education on a parliamentary work. Because if I'm appointed today as a chairperson, and after 1 or 2 months I'm removed, okay, I will go without contributing anything in that committee. So the issue of capacity building is also one of the challenges facing the ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And also the issue of resources, which I mentioned, and also the issue of insecurity. Because the decision of the ABC, if we want to send a committee to any part of the country, you want to make sure that also that issue, that place is secured. And if not, then we cannot perform. Okay, there is a problem you cannot address because there is an insecurity. Also, the issues of the agreement. Sometimes you will get there is a pool of rope here and there over a certain bills or a certain issues connected
among
to
the parties.
Among the parties to the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
This one also will delay and also will hinder the activities of the ABC. I think the ABC as a body need attention from the executive to make sure that parliament is well financed so that to carry the duty. But if it is not financed, even if they put all the arrangements, they will not implement.
Why are the MPs not lobbying for that financial independence of the parliament?
I think they are lobbying for it, and they have been requesting it time and again, and especially during budget time, that parliament should be given an independent finance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And according to the law, we're supposed to get our money from the consolidated fund direct, not going to the Minister of Finance asking for money. Okay? Parliament should have an total independence in terms of resources so that you can now implement the principles of checks and balances. But if you are now still running to the executive looking for money,
mm-hmm.
It will be hard, honestly, okay, to do your oversight.
Yeah,
because your food is with somebody. So this is one of the problems. But MPs are raising it, and we also understand the situation. That's why we are saying if there is any improvement, then Parliament should be given an independency in terms of finance.
Yes, you have just talked about the issue of insecurity hindering some of your work as MPs and also the ABC going to some areas to do an independent investigation. You cited examples of flood in any part of the country. And now with all these numerous governance, economic and security challenges facing South Sudan, has the Assembly Business Committee done enough to ensure Parliament focuses on the most pressing national issue?
Yes.
Rather than political interests only in the Parliament here?
Yes. I think if people are following, so many motions raised by the members and was approved by the ABC and was debated in the House. Okay? And we have also managed to send committees to areas where there is insecurity, and sometimes also intercommunal violence and all these things. And the reports was brought to the parliament, and it was passed, and we have directed the executive, because we are not the implementers. What we do, we pass our resolutions with all the recommendations, then we submit to the appointing authority, and we submit to the concerned ministry. So the implementation is now with the executive.
Mm.
But the parliament itself, we address so many issues of national importance, and I cannot mention because time will not allow, so many issues. I can mention one, the issue of the economic, crisis, the situation we are in. So many motions was raised. The issue of the scarcity of the currency. So many motions was raised, and it was passed, and we have directed, and we have summoned, okay, including Minister of Finance and all these people. So, for us, we are doing our best, and we are putting the interests of the people as a priority.
Mm-hmm. Now, the question again, I want you to do more clarification. You talked about it earlier. Is the ABC responsible for summoning national ministers to the parliament to appear before the parliament and respond to some queries?
Yes. First, summoning is a shared responsibility.
With who?
With the specialized committee.
Okay.
Because a specialized committee can summon a minister to answer certain questions or queries. Also, Assembly Business Committee also has this power to either direct a specific committee or decide that a minister be summoned in the House. Okay? And then also House, in a debate, a member can request that minister to be summoned, okay, in the House. So, because this is the governing body, all the powers is with the parliamentary with the Assembly Business Committee. They can also summon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, many ministers have been summoned but did not honor your summon. And sometimes they give excuse like the minister is on official business, he's engaged, his schedule is so tight, he can't make it. Does it mean that the ABC does not have the power to execute whatever summon they have put forward to a certain minister?
The ABC has the power.
And even going as far as impeaching him?
Yes. The ABC has the power as per the law, but sometimes we are facing two main issues. Number one, the word summoning,
mm-hmm,
for some ministers, they feel like, now, why are you summoning me?
But this is an official language done by all the parliaments around the in Africa.
Yes, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is the language in which you call a minister to come before a specialized committee or before the ABC. But some are saying, why are you summoning me? I don't want to hear the word summoning. Okay, this is one. Two.
What kind of word do they want to hear?
I don't know, but we are using the legal one.
Yeah.
Number two, also the issue of political affiliation. Sometimes a minister can be summoned, and then he will say, why are you summoning me? Okay. I will not go until I consult with my party.
Okay.
But it is in rare occasions. But I can say ABC has the power to summon. And if the minister failed to answer the summon of the parliament, the powers of impeachment is there.
Mm-hmm. So but it has never happened, and many ministers have defied the summon without even appearing in many cases.
Yes, I think, you see, this parliament, you need also to do things according to the spirit of the agreement.
Your powers as MPs, are your powers being curtailed, limited, scaled down, in the name of we are a peace partner?
I think Parliament in a normal situation,
mm-hmm, where you are elected and you have the powers of the people and you are answerable to your people, not the party that appointed you, because you fear revokes.
Yes, you will get that Parliament in that situation sometimes have more powers.
Okay.
Okay, on the nominated Parliament. This is the reality, this is the facts, because appointed parliament, a member is more loyal to the party than to the people who elected him.
Okay.
Okay. And in our situation, it is a reality. Sometimes a member will say, I will not accept that our minister to be summoned before this parliament. Okay. So these are the issues, but we are moving ahead because parliament has rules and we have constitutional mandate to do the oversight over the executive. So we are doing our work.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, if you have just joined us right now, you're listening to Democracy in Action. My name is Annie Martin, and I have with me here in the studio Honorable Taban Luka Guyam, a member of parliament representing Lyon County in Central Kotori State in the National Legislative Assembly under the National Agenda, IT Gonu. And we are discussing the role of the Assembly Business Committee, or the ABC, in the National Parliament. You can now call us on 091-206-7879, or do send us your question to our SMS number 091-2177-141 and be part of our discussion. We have a couple of SMS coming in here, and this one here is coming from Deng in Will, Northern Baragazal. He says, Honorable, I would like to know Does the ABC have the power to initiate vetting of national ministers once they are when they are appointed? Because we have only seen once in South Sudan where vetting happened. That was way back in 2013. Since then, no vetting of national ministers. Does the ABC have that power? He won't find out from you. And another question here is coming from Jackson in Juba here, and he says, Honorable Taban, I would like to find out from you. You said the main priority of the ABC is budget, and we are almost approaching the end of the financial year 2025-26 fiscal budget. Have you heard anywhere in the ABC committee that the 2026-2027 budget have already been tabled in the ABC? When is it appearing for debate in the hall? Yeah, these are the two questions before our lines are open.
Yeah, thank you very much for Deng. The ABC has the power of vetting. Mm-hmm. The parliament as a whole has this power by law. But as I'm saying, this is the parliament of the agreement.
A peace parliament.
Yes. If you read the peace agreement, you will not get anything talking of the vetting of the members of the executive.
So it's not there?
It's not there. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm saying the parliament has this power.
Yeah.
But because of the spirit of the agreement and because of that text, it is not clear that parliament can vet members of the executive. So it is not saying that we don't have this power. The power is there, but because of the agreement, no vetting at the moment.
But it's supposed to happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jackson.
And then Jackson, we are still waiting for the Minister of Finance to table the budget for fiscal year 2026-2027.
Yeah.
And we have urged the minister, actually the former minister, that we need the budget to be tabled on time. But up to now, we are still waiting. And the budget is supposed to be tabled in May or first week of June, so that by the 30th June, we finish with the budget. Then, effective from 1st July, the budget will be operational. But sometimes there is a delay, man, because of so many issues. But as Parliament, we are urging the current minister, let them expedite the process so that they table the budget on time. Because we are also part of East African community, and our budget is related to the budget of the region. And sometimes we are facing so many difficulties, especially we have EALA, which is East African Legislative Assembly. Sometimes they are tabling their budget minus the budget of the Republic of South Sudan, which is not good. So we are saying we need the budget to be tabled on time, regardless of all the challenges, so that we also move with others as they are doing their budgets. But I can confirm to him, up to now, no budget table before the House.
Any explanation from the minister so far?
We did not get any explanation, but we are hearing that they are preparing the budget. Hopefully soon they will table it.
Yes. As a member of parliament who have been there for a very long time, what are the implications of tabling a national budget late past the deadline, in your own opinion?
Yeah, in my own opinion, actually there is so many factors affecting this. A budget process is not an easy process, and it depends. If you are taking bottom-up approach, you need to go and consult with the spending agencies, and this will take time, so that you get from them their needs, their demands, then now you come and transform it into the budget. But since 2012, our budget, we have a ceiling. So it is now up, down from the ministry and then dictating to the spending agencies. So the challenge is, one, the issue of insecurity and then drop in revenues, because you cannot table a budget if you are not sure of the resource envelope, okay? And also sure of your budget, where are you going to get money? So, and you know, we are depending only on one source, which is the oil. And sometimes we have so many issues, conflict in our neighboring countries, the Sudan and so on. So this one is also affecting the budget process.
Mm-hmm.
It will delay because you need to make sure that if we table this budget, we are sure that we will get this money. And these are the elements that can contribute to generating resources. Okay. So the delay, it is because of so many factors.
Okay. And another SMSCM is coming from Malish in Juba. And Malish is asking that as a member of parliament, can a member of parliament who is not part of the ABC but have a very valid idea contribute or submit his idea to one of the members of the ABC committee?
Yes, because as I said before, ABC is composed of the chairpersons of standing specialized committees,
mm-hmm.
plus the leadership.
Yeah.
A member is a member of a certain committee.
So you mean all the members of the parliament are members of certain committees?
Yes.
All of them?
Yeah.
Over 550.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they all belong to certain committees?
Yeah, with the exception of the speaker, deputies,
mm-hmm.
okay, the chief whips and whips.
Yeah.
Okay. They are not part of the committee.
So you belong to which committee?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. But before being appointed as a whip of national agenda,
yeah.
I was in so many committees. I served in the committee of general education, committee of federal affairs, committee of water resources and irrigation.
So are you a member of the ABC now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm now a member of ABC. So, but not a chair of a committee.
Yeah.
If I'm the chair of the committee, the members of my committee, if they have an issue, they will table through the
so
committee.
So you have to sit with their committee first you go to the ABC.
Yeah, because committee, they have their own meetings. They have their own agenda. They will discuss the bills submitted to them. So your idea can be captured through that committee.
Okay.
Okay? Then it will be presented in terms of document because ABC is not discussing, okay, verbal things. Okay? It should be either a bill or a motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
With so the facts.
Of course. So that we pass it. The debate will now generate it in the House, okay? The committee of the whole House, which is the parliament itself. But the ABC is to look into the document, the legality, okay? And that this is the document, then we pass it.
Mm-hmm.
So your ideas will be captured through your committee, okay? Not direct. You cannot. A member cannot come direct to the ABC and say that I have this and this.
So you go through your committee?
Yes.
Okay. Our lines are now open. You can call us on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929. We are discussing about the role of the Assembly Business Committee in the National Legislative Assembly. Hello, Redimira. Hello.
Good morning, Sonny Martin.
Morning to your name.
Simon, I'm calling from Mao.
Go ahead, Simon.
Thank you. I welcome the guest in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is going to him there in the studio. Are they really representing their citizens or their base in constituent where they are coming from in all the states? Because I never heard one day that the parliamentary, they are visiting their constituents. They are just there. And some was elected in the office for since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
They never visited their constituents. Are they really fighting for the rights for the citizens of this country? And do they have the power for them so that they can warn the government can so that can be appeared before them in the parliament? Because we never even witnessed this
mm-hmm.
in the country got independent.
Okay.
Do they really do this?
All right.
Thank you.
Simon from WOW. Yes, Honorable.
Thank you very much, Simon Agok from WOW. The members of parliament, they are the representatives of the people. And they are representing citizens. They are representing the people. For visiting, I think I can bring our brother Simon
mm-hmm.
to a recent visit of some of our colleagues to Western Bahar Ghazali, especially to WOW town. And they witnessed the opening of one of the bridges, and they move to their constituencies around WOW. They talk to their people.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the case of WOW. And it was over the SSBC, okay?
Yeah.
So members of parliament, they are visiting their constituencies. Not all, okay? But some of them, they are moving, because also there are challenges. So for the issue of WOW, I can confirm to him that I'm aware that some of my colleagues, they are visiting their constituents in WOW. And as I'm talking now in this studio, shortly, some of our colleagues, they are going to WOW. And I think, Simon, you can join them there.
Mm-hmm.
I know they are going. You can join them there. Then you also ask them and interact with them. The issue of visit to constituencies, it is the general challenge of resources. But the other parts, which is accessible, our members are going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. There is a general sentiment and frustration from the electors in this country that there's no social fabric between the national MPs and the local people in the constituencies. Is that a fact? Or it's just some kind of...
I don't generalize.
Mm.
Because
is there a disconnect between the national members of parliament here and their people back home?
Not totally,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But sometimes, you see, a member of parliament supposed to go for his constituency either twice in a year
mm-hmm.
or once in a year during recess. And it is not easy. For so long, the members of parliament are not going for recess. And even if there is a recess, they don't have means of going. Because visiting a constituency, you are going for three things. First, you are going to interact with your people on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second, you are going also to brief them, okay, about their issues which they have submitted to you and it was discussed or passed in the parliament. Okay. And then you need also to hear from them. What are their concerns? Then you bring to parliament.
Okay.
But going down, Brother Sani, it's not easy. So we can blame...
Why is it not easy? You need money?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm coming from Lanya. It is just...
60-something miles
from
here.
Mm-hmm. But if I don't means of going, I don't have means of going, mm-hmm. I cannot go there.
But at certain point, Honorable, these same people do hear that MPs have been given some token of here, $5,000, $40,000, $15,000. They are hearing.
Yeah, let me put it very clear.
Mm.
It is true. And Parliament is an open institution. Okay? So nothing to be hide. When you talk of a member visiting a constituency, means there is a certain allocation according to the Emolument Act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so and money given to
you
to go and visit your people.
Yes, especially the recess or the CDF, Constituency Development Fund.
Mm-hmm.
These are the funds used so that you go to the constituency. But if you talk, for example, of something for medical,
mm-hmm.
I think it is for the welfare of the member. Okay, if you talk of the emolument, the salary,
mm-hmm.
it is for the welfare of the member.
Yeah, not
okay?
for the...
It will not reach. Because it is also very little.
But tomorrow you will go for their votes.
No, the votes of course will go. They will go. And they understand that there is challenges.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And as we conclude, just let's get this one question. This one says, how can you pass a budget when citizens are not benefiting from it? And also, we would like to know, why is it that our voices are not always taken when budgets are being made? For example, in other countries, there is a popular consultation that goes from village to village, even MPs are going to brief their citizens about the budget and getting their priorities. But in South Sudan, it is the opposite. Why? Just briefly on this question before we conclude.
Thank you. I think for the budget, I can confirm that there is consultation.
Mm-hmm.
It may not reach all the counties, all the payams, all the bomas, but we are representatives of those places.
Yeah.
And during budget, usually we are doing public hearing. Okay? And in public hearing, all sectors of our society, they are represented. Okay? They are representing all different people outside there. Also, sometimes we are calling state ministers. And because our system is decentralized, the state ministers can also represent, okay, their people on the ground. They will bring issues that facing our people on the ground. Then it will be discussed during the budget. So for the budget issues, I can agree with him that it is not that people reaching and asking down to the bombers, but budget is done through consultation and people are participating through public hearing.
Okay. Your concluding remark to our listeners today.
Yeah, to our listeners, I want to say ABC is an important organ of the parliament and it is one of the committees that is administering all the parliamentary procedures and processes, and we are asking our citizens to be open with parliament, especially with the parliamentarians. They can call us at any time. They can visit parliament so that to know more about the work of the ABC and the work of the members of parliament. So for our listeners outside, thank you for those who have managed to call us. We are here representing you, and we are for you, and we are accountable to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Honorable Taban Luka Guyam, a member of parliament representing Lyon County, Central Okotoro State in the National Legislative Assembly and the National Agenda, Aitigono. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And with that, we have come to the end of this episode for this week. My name is Sunny Martin. Stay tuned to other programs coming up. Bye-bye.